What's up, y'all? It's your boy.
Watch this.
Give me a beat.
You're listening to the Afrobeats Podcast, garden table content inspired by culture and soul.
What's up, y'all? It's your boy Chris from Afrobeats, back at it again with another video. And today we're going to be talking about germination, specifically next to a window. All the things I learned from growing in a window, the troubles, the trials, the tribulations, everything that went wrong, everything that went right. And we're just going to get right into it. So let's talk about germination today. First of all, your seeds, okay? I got this nice little box here of collectibles. If you've been gardening a few years like me, you get a couple seeds. Look at that. We got this thing categorized, alphabetized. I mean, not alphabetized. I'm not gonna front with you, you know. We didn't alphabetize it, but yeah, you got it separated by the different types of plants. You gotta take care of your seeds. The reason why is because a lot of your germination problems may be because you're just not taking care of your seeds long term, and they're just maybe old seeds, they're not, you know, doing their part. Some seeds may last 4 to 6 years, but if you don't take care of your seeds, the run on those seeds are going to be a lot shorter. Make sure you take care of your seeds. Next lesson I learned from germinating seeds in my window is, do I even have the right amount of light? As you can see with this huge window right here, it's big, it's nice, it's bright, but it's not about how big it is, it's about the brightness of the light, okay? So this window probably gets a solid maybe 4 to 5 hours. On a really good day, I would say between 4 and 6 hours a day. Now that's okay for your shade tolerant vegetables and plants, but for, you know, those full sun vegetables, I'm talking like tomatoes, eggplants, you need, you know, at least 6 to 8 hours. And for germination, you really need even more light. Like 8 hours of sunlight is pretty good. And so you might want to consider grow lights if you're starting seeds inside. Yeah, it's super important. The light is everything. If you don't get enough light, you're going to have leggy, not as solid plants. You're just not going to get that good production that you need. And even if you do get a little something, it's not going to be its max potential. There are some plants and some seeds that like a little bit less light, but most enjoy a good amount of sunlight. So make sure you have enough light. I'm curious, what are your hardest seeds to germinate? Put it in the comments below and let everybody know what you're working with. Maybe somebody can help. The next lesson I learned when germinating in the window is that sometimes you need to up your soil game. Sometimes the garden soil or potting mix that you're using just aren't cutting it for your seeds. And so I actually started using a mixture of coconut core, rice husk, and compost, and that creates a light, fluffy, aerated soil that's great for seeds. You want something light, you want something on the sandier side of the spectrum with your soil, because you really want those sprouts to really come through. So if you're not having the right soil, that could be a problem in your window. I remember I was using some garden mix, I think it was like MicroGrow or something like that, and what's wrong with some of these soil mixes is that they use a lot of filler material. So there's gonna be like a lot of wood chips and things in there that's just not great for, you know, seed starting. And when you go to the store, they have seed starting mixes, but honestly, you can't use them for anything else but seed starting. So sometimes they're not worth it. I like to put it in a nice, light, aerated soil that I'm gonna use for the most of the plant's life. So that's really important when you think about that. Next thing I learned from trying to germinate seeds in the window is figuring out, do my seeds have enough water? So sometimes you're going to need to water constantly for those seeds to really germinate. They will absorb water quickly. That's what happens. They swell up until they eventually break, creating a little sprout that eventually reaches the top of the soil that eventually becomes your plant. And so, you know, having a seed tray that you're watering every day is super important. Now, once you get to a point where it actually goes to the plant, then you're touching the soil, testing it to see if you get that spongy, absorbent moisture. You know, anything drier than that or anything more watered than that is too much, okay? So really keep an eye on, am I watering my plants enough? You know, you might need to water it more than you think, but not too much. And lastly, my final lesson that I learned germinating seeds in the window is making sure my temperature is right. I think when I originally decided to put things in a window to try to get them germinated, I like heated everything. I got this heat pad from Home Depot, and I was like, oh yeah, everything likes heat, everything likes to be germinated. Why not? Just throw it all underneath the same seed tray. It's not a good idea. There's some seeds that germinate way better in cooler conditions. You know, when you talk about like basil, bok choy, you know, different lettuces, they like a little bit of a lower temperature, somewhere between 50 to 65 degrees Fahrenheit. And your hot weather, warm weather crops like tomatoes, eggplants, peppers, they like it in the like late 70s, you know, mid 80s, even up to the 90s sometimes. And so you have to really pay attention and keep those separate and figure out the right heat condition for each of them. So those might be in separate seed trays. And I wish I would have known that earlier, because that definitely did not get my seeds the production that I wanted the first time around. But you live and you learn and you keep going. If you're new to the growing game or just need a little support, make sure to download our at-home container growing checklist. In that is just like a brief overview of everything you need to get started on your growing journey at home, especially if you're doing a container garden, especially if you're just starting at home. So make sure to sign up for our email list down below, and we'll get that to you.
Well, that's it for today, y'all. That's it. That's a wrap. So go ahead and go to iTunes, you know, give your boy 5 stars, throw a little comment in there. We're trying to get better each and every week. So if you're feeling your boy, go ahead and take care of that. Share this podcast with your fellow foodies and gardeners, and I'll talk to y'all next week. I love y'all, I appreciate y'all, and remember, keep moving to the beat of your own drum. Talk to you later, fam. Peace.